If I have a black female surgeon, my first assumption will be this person had to meet lower standards because the school or the certifying board was so anxious to say we have a black female surgeon.
Hi, Tucker. So since you are neither black female nor surgeon, and I am all three, I wanted to give you some inside scoop as to how low our standards really are. So, you know, when I was really young, I had just acne. No skin. And I walked into a dermatologist's office and she gave me a regimen that actually worked. And I thought, I want to do this one day. So the next time an adult asked me what I wanted to do, I said, I wanted to be a doctor. And they were so amazed and impressed that I knew this is what I was going to do. So I worked really hard, got great MCAT scores, graduated with a double degree, magna cum laude, from a great school. And I was talking to my college advisor. Told him I wanted to go to medical school, and he tried to deter me, told me to apply for nursing school, PA, nothing wrong with that, but he did not want me to apply to medical school. I ignored him. I applied anyway, got in on an academic scholarship, and did really well, matched into my surgical training. Got to my surgical training and had mixed reviews. Had some people who were excited to train me, and others who wondered, how did she get in? How did she get in? So they decided that they were going to make training as horrible for me as possible. They ensured that my standard was so low that when I did something that any one of my compadres would do because we were training, it was exaggerated and I was labeled all sorts of things, anything but competent. And so that made me study even harder and work even harder and become a better surgeon. And then I finished. And when I started working, I realized that it doesn't end there. Patients questioned me. My allied health professionals refused to call me doctor. They would call me by my first name. And they would call people that were training under me by their appropriate credentials. And I realized that the bar was so low that I had to even be better. And sometimes they would fabricate and lie on me. Tucker, has anyone ever lied to you, lied on you when you were at work? Lied completely, fabricated, said you said something you didn't say or did something you didn't do? Has a patient ever thrown feces at you because of the way you looked or that you had breasts and not chest? Has that ever happened to you? So that's how low our standards really are. But let me tell you something. The MCATs, USMLE step 1, 2, 3, COMLEX step 1, 2, 3, board exams, they don't know what color I am. They don't know what gender I am. And I am still here, a board certified female black surgeon.